The human spirit needs to accomplish, to achieve, to triumph, to be happy.
Well, live from the field at Dodger Stadium, just wrapping up his BP. We are awfully excited about our next guest. You know why? Because the Yankees, while he was at Georgia, said, we want you. And he said, no. And then the Dodgers said, we want you. And he said, okay, I can get with that. The great shortstop who played between the hedges, converted into a catcher. Kyle Farmer, our guest. What's happening there?
The
Chevy Silverado celebrity microphone. What's happening, Kyle?
Not much. Just glad to be here. Glad to see you guys.
Well, why don't we start with that? When a team comes to you and says, hey, yeah, we got an idea. You know, that position you've been playing for so long. What do you think about this? How do you respond to that? And what immediately went through your mind when they wanted to convert you to a catcher?
Well, every team wanted me to catch. And that's why I didn't go my junior year, because they wanted me to catch. And I was like, no, I want to keep playing shortstop. And so Dodgers drafted me in the eighth round. And we're going to draft you as a catcher. And I was like, all right, just tell me where to go and when to be there. And I showed up in Ogden, Utah. First time ever catching. Was my first game played. I woke up the next morning regretting it. My body was sore. Probably one of the longest games in the history of baseball, but it was fun.
I love it. That's typical Dodgers. Hey, man, so you became a household name last year. You had to walk off. Everybody knew you. You got your jersey ripped off and the whole deal. You have a great spring training, and you come back, and now you're here opening day. What does it feel like to be in Dodger Stadium opening day?
It's a dream come true. I mean, I told my mom two nights ago, and when I heard the news, and I told her, you know, I've been dreaming about this ever since I was 3 years old, swinging a wiffle ball bat in my grandma's front yard. Opening day, I mean, it's here. It's pretty incredible, and I'm glad it's with the Dodgers. It's great organization, great group of guys on the team, so it'll be a lot of fun this year.
When you got to spring training, did you think you'd be on the opening day roster, or did you think you'd start in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I thought I had a shot. As long as I got the opportunity to play, I thought I had a shot. And, you know, JT going down, which is awful to see. You know, he's leader on the team, leader off the field, leader on the field, and a great guy, and you hate to see it happen to him. But that opened up a door for a couple other guys to be on the roster. But coming into spring training, I thought I had a shot, but I just hadn't needed an opportunity to prove myself.
Our friend Dieter Ruhl just started in on the organ, making it perfect here for opening day. And we're on the field. We're having a wonderful time. How does this setting compare to what my partner said between the hedges?
Oh, gosh. Saturday in Athens is pretty epic. It's nothing to you can't really describe it unless you go there. I mean, you got crazy fans, pretty girls, good athletics. I mean, it's something that every college student should experience. And they call the dogs. It's pretty special.
Do you get it cracking with Wood about that a lot? You guys talk a lot Georgia stuff.
You know, Wood is pretty intense with the rivals.com, and he's big into the blogs and stuff.
Oh, he's a recruiting freak?
Recruiting freak.
Oh, so some kid who's 15 who doesn't know if it's pumped or stuffed, Wood's talking about him at the Dodger clubhouse?
Exactly. He's like, hey, we got a 4.5-star coming in next year at left guard. And I was like, all right, sick, man. We got a game in about an hour, so.
help us with this, because, I mean, we're in California. You know, there's Texas. There's Florida, but Georgia produces a boatload of freaking professional athletes. What is happening in that state? What are most kids playing? Did you grow up playing everything? Do you focus on one sport? Why do so many great athletes come out of there?
I grew up playing everything. Football. I quit basketball in fourth grade when I scored on the wrong goal. So I X that one pretty fast. But, you know, guys and girls are taught at a young age to play every sport possible in the state of Georgia, because if I had a son or a daughter and they asked me for advice, I'd say play as many sports as you can. It makes you a better athlete and good competition. It makes you more competitive. And so it's growing up playing multiple sports, and great high school in Georgia too.
If in fact they need you to play third base, you're ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready. I've been waiting on this moment, like I said, since I was three. I'll play left field, center field. Just don't put me out. I mean, don't put me out there. It's pretty ugly out there.
When's the last time? Were you shagging grounders? Have you been shagging grounders at all?
Yeah. Oh, I took some ground balls today before BP. Yeah. So anywhere they need me, I'll go.
All right. The Chargers need you to stop the A-gap, man. Can you do that, too?
Sorry, say again?
the Chargers need you to plug the A-gap, man. Can you do that in football field as well?
That's my reaction when I'm told to fill the A-gap.
hey, stop. No. All kidding aside, man, Money talked about it. You came up with shortstop, third base, your catcher. You mentioned the first time was in Oregon when you went there. Where are you most comfortable? If they said, look, you could play anywhere and you felt the most comfortable, where would it be?
You know, I'd honestly choose catching. I love catching now. Our organization did a great job with bringing me up as a catcher, and I've gotten a lot more comfortable behind there. But, I mean, if I had to choose specifically, I mean, I would say catcher, but infield is my home away from home. I love it there. I could spend all day taking ground balls. So that's my home.
Hey, Kyle, before we let you go, can you do us a favor? Can you do your Luke Bryan impression?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, here we go.
That's your walk-up, man. That's your walk-up. Do it.
What is this, AM 570?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan. You're listening to AM 570.
Well done. Well done. There we go. Exactly. It's in the 2 o'clock.
I think Brad Paisley's here tonight.
Yeah, he
too,
is. So, right here. Right look, to your right.
There he is.
There he is.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Look at that. Look at
come
the
on, let's hear.
Now we turn it
shake
over to
it,
these two.
Shake it for me. Shake it for me.
No, I do. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
That's it. That's exactly it. We did. When we played Staples, I had him come out and sing as Luke Bryan.
I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
When I get home.
It's the closest I've gotten to duetting with Luke on that.
What's that?
It's the closest I've gotten to duetting with Luke. It's just about as good.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm making my way there.
Yeah. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Glad to see you, man.
Good to see you. It's weird to actually run into you with microphones.
Yeah, it's a sign. It's a sign.
Paisley. Right? I interviewed you before, Paisley.
Where?
You sang on the 50-yard line. It was the most... It was caught me off guard. It put a tear in my eye. And I'm from here. I was at Milan Puskar Stadium in Morgantown, West Virginia.
West Virginia game.
Yes, and you had an acoustic guitar and a stool. And you went out to the insignia on the center of the field, and you sang Country Road for those people. And I saw, oh, man, it was what a beautiful moment. And you came on the air with
us
afterwards.
Thank you.
Are you doing that tonight? Because I don't know if these people know that song.
That wouldn't go over as well here. Randy Newman's more what they're looking for tonight.
What an amazing moment that was. You must be a wild sports fan, man. You make it everywhere.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of this team, too. I love these guys. I've got to know a few of them, like Luke Bryan here.
That's right. He's the man. He's the man. Anyway. He got me out on stage in the Staples Center and put me out there. I was nervous as all get out.
People were wanting your autograph after you sang, I think.
Yeah, as Luke Bryan's autograph.
Yeah, they wanted Luke Bryan's autograph.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
More nervous than stepping in the batter's box.
Like it's your very, first. Very similar. But I was amazed. You can't hear anything on stage without the ear. I guess I didn't have my.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
weird.
Bring my earplugs. That
we'll,
concert.
We'll get you fitted for the ear monitors next time. You can be all professional about it.
I was about to walk out like on the catwalk out there where he goes. But he grabbed the mic pretty fast.
I was watching the night that he made his debut and hit the triple and won the game. And I tweeted you that.
You tweeted
night.
At me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was an amazing moment because you can actually watch Dodger games in Tennessee. It's really nice.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Paisley.
Wow!
No,
From the field, taking a shot.
We got to get it to where I can watch these.
There we go. All right, so that's Brad Paisley.
Yeah, that's right. That's not your business, is it?
No.
We wanted to listen here.
Crystal clear.
All right,
thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Brad, thanks for coming by. Great seeing you.
Thank you to Brad Paisley as well.
Kyle, thank you.
What a cool moment having that.
Wow! And that really was. I was there. That was a wild moment. We saw this guy come with the West Virginia hat. That might be Mr. Paisley. They Paisleyed out.
Yes.
Know? I saw this guy this way. I said, why is there a guy with a West Virginia hat on? And then I saw Paisley over there. I was like, I know who that is. I know. I interviewed that guy.
Wait,
he
Pete,
sang in West Virginia,
Pete,
Morgantown.
Were you singing along with him?
Was I? It was a great. I mean,
Mountain Mama.
Oh, I was.
Oh, you were getting it, huh?
And before they were like, oh, we're going to put on the country music star. I was like, a country guy? What are we doing? This was played a football game. Come on, guys. And next thing you know, like right before kick, I'm like, take me home. That was really cool. I didn't know that guy was so talented.
Yeah. Man,
who, Brad Paisley?
No, not a Paisley. Farmer.
A star.
Did you see his forearms, too?
His
forearms make Garvey look like look like Twiggy. I've never seen a guy
what
forearms
is it about
like
damn
that?
Catchers? Yeah. You know, AJ was our
they
favorite, was our regular guy. Now Kyle Farmer, a catcher. I mean, talk about personality.
Yeah, they got the grinders. They're
all right,
the grinders,
guys, man. We're going to have Dave Roberts coming up here in a minute. We got to take a break.
Okay, let's do that then.
Get him, Cates. Oh, Cates has got his eye
look
on Paisley.
Look at Cates.
Look at country music ass Cates. Get in there, Catesy. Do you need my phone? Hey, dude, we interviewed him, too, and I was like, that was a great song, Brad. It really brought a lot of emotions out. You know, I grew up in the mines, Rodney. You know I did. I grew up in the mines out in West Virginia. The coal mines.
Get more followers now.
Yeah, you are.
Hello, everybody. What's cracking? And welcome back to one and only original Dodger station, AM 570
well
LA
done,
Sports.
P. You caught yourself.
It's
you
on
caught
the
yourself.
Air. It's opening day. We got Dodgers. We got Giants. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. Get started right at 3 o'clock. First pitch at 4:08. And joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado celebrity microphone is a real OG, Matt.
Well, he's wearing his World Series ring. You can't hear here. You know what? Put the headphones on, Oral.
Why?
Because we do this for you.
You want to lean in and be in my headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there we go.
It's like Bruce and
Little Stevie.
Damn right. He's wearing his World Series ring, B. It's the great, incomparable Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser, not working tonight other than pregame, but you will see him all season long on Spectrum Sportsnet LA calling Dodger games and being excited. Oral, you've been through a lot of opening days and in a few different unis.
Yeah.
What's special about this place and Dodgers opening day? Because we've been trying to get to the bottom of it all day. It can't be the weather because the weather's here is always great. It's not like it's Cleveland.
I think it's the history. I think it's the fan base. I think it's the we lead, you know, the baseball and attendance all the time. We have the bunting out. The people get out here early. And there's nothing better than an opening day in that weather that you say is so consistent.
What is what happens over the course of an offseason where you try to, I don't know, compartmentalize, reconcile what happened in the World Series, in a Game 7, on this field, and then being able to push that aside when that first pitch is thrown today? How does a player work through that?
You know, it's amazing because when we lost earlier in the playoffs in years prior, it was always like that's going to be a motivation to push us over the top, and it was almost everybody felt like that's going to be a positive energy because now when you fall that close, one game, everybody looks at it almost like it's an anchor. Like it's going to be a cloud over the sky. I think it's still going to be a motivator. I really believe that it's going to make them just as hungry. I don't ever question the hunger or the desire of a Dave Roberts team anymore, ever. There might have been question marks at the beginning because you have a new manager and how's he going to do? And then you see, oh my God, he's doing amazing. Then you go, can he keep this consistent and motivate them and be this real person with all this integrity and enthusiasm? And he can, and he's done it. And I think whatever he says is actually what's going on in that clubhouse, and I think they're fired up.
Hey, Oral, you know, baseball is a marathon and not a sprint, obviously, as you know. Does it make a difference when you have opening day against a rival like the San Francisco Giants? Is that anything special, or is it just another opening day?
No, I think it makes it special. I think having the Giants on the other side of the field, again, reminds you what makes Dodger Stadium so special, what makes this rivalry so special. The fact that ESPN wanted to pick this game up because it is a national spectacle. It's not just for Los Angeles or San Francisco. So it's very special to play the Giants.
You know, as a guy that's been there, as a guy that's won, how important, Oral, during an offseason is consistency? I always like to say teams play the name game. We just go out and sign names. But the Dodgers...
Yeah, you really love the name game.
I do love it because I think most people do that. Oh, we'll just go sign this guy. He's available. Dodgers didn't do that. How important is that consistency?
I think the consistency with Dave Roberts, once you find the right guys, and I think that's where we have really changed what we thought about Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi, right? At the beginning, we thought, okay, here come all these numbers guys. It's going to be a complete sabermetric team, and it's going to be about a name game and statistical balance, and everything's going to be there. But you know what? They have really proven to everybody what they said at the beginning is that they're people. They're about people. They're about chemistry. They are about toughness. They're about that daily discipline of grinding it out. And they have a manager like that, and they have found that manager guys that are like that. So when you say the consistency's there, I think it's because they have found very high character individuals to play for this team.
The Bulldog is working hard today. Oral Hershiser, our dear friend, you might see him at the Dalray restaurant. But either way, we love talking to you. One thing really quick, because you're talking about the Giants, and you did spend, obviously, not the most memorable time of your year, but of your career, but
right.
You were a Giant.
For
what
one
is
year.
The rivalry like from that side? And what was that like for you, because Tommy Lasorda wouldn't even let Willie Mays, he wouldn't even go into the clubhouse with Willie Mays.
Yeah, in our day, though, the narrative has changed. In our day, it was the Dodgers are playing for the World Championship, the Giants are playing to beat the Dodgers. Now that the Giants have won, you know, what they win, 10, 12, and 14, it's really now a World Championship battle between these two clubs because the Dodgers want to be World Champions and have been. The Giants have been World Champions and have been, and they're both in the National League West. So I think it's extra special. And on that side of the equation, it's just as big as it is on the Blue side.
Well, a dear friend of the shows, of the radio station, you will see him doing the pregame on Sportsnet LA, and certainly going to be a fixture here if we can do anything about it throughout the course of the season that gets started today. First pitch just after 4 o'clock. You'll hear it right here. Clayton Kershaw versus Ty Black on Block. Spelled Blatch, pronounced Block.
I look forward to baseball season 2018, but I also look forward to talking to you guys anytime I can. All four of you.
Thank you, Oral.
Thank you, Oral.
All right, there he goes. Off to his pregame. Thank you. Oh, there we go.
All right, Oral Hershiser, ladies and gentlemen.
Off to his pregame. And right now, P.
Oh, we got to put a grand in your hand.
We got to put a grand in
your hand. Do it now.
Come on.
Rob Bucker, that's the wing flip.
Come on, man. You're way too skinny right now. Way too skinny right now.
That's it, dude. I'm done.
You're way too skinny right now.
I'm taking that.
Come on, man.
All right. There you go.
And remember, if your phone rings after you've texted that
answer
number.
The phone, Fred.
Answer the phone. Answer the phone.
That's right. You text that keyword to 200-200. If the call comes in, you answer the damn phone. And you could win yourself $1,000.
Rob,
sorry,
come
just
here.
Just sorting things out.
Come over here.
We're getting ready for a sports update, and then we're going to talk to America's favorite free food connoisseur, Rob Parker, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Petros and Money Show on AM570 LA Sports, your official home of the Dodgers. Not just Petros and Money today. We have got Fred, we have got Rodney, and we have Rob Parker in the house, the superpower posse in the house, as opening day is ours. Away. Well, it's upon us, but first pitch is at 4. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, starts at 3. The bunting is out. The King's Hawaiian sauce is tangy.
Ooh.
There are many luminaries, Bill Plaschke included, walking around, Ned Colletti, Oral Hershiser. We had everybody on. And just for a quick recap, Fred.
Yes.
Your interview with Kirk Gibson, and I know we put Bellinger right afterwards, and it was kind of rapid fire. But your interview with Kirk Gibson is one of the best things I've heard on radio in a long time. And that was really, really special stuff. I mean, he was really, really open with you. He really knows you.
Yeah, no. I knew him when he played here, and I actually had a chance to talk to him yesterday. That's very kind of you. I was just impressed, given the fact that he is battling with Parkinson's. I mean, he is dealing with it. And it hit him in 2015. He looks great. I mean, he physically looks great. He's still in terrific shape. And every day is a battle, and he's not afraid to talk about it.
That's the thing, Fred. You know, a lot of people, when they get diagnosed, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to be out front. And the fact that he is doing that, we've got the seat out there that's already sold out for the season. It's truly amazing, because I can tell you firsthand, having a father-in-law that was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and there was nowhere to turn. There was no TV to turn on. There was no heroes to look at for my wife to go, oh, that guy has Parkinson's. We're going to follow those footsteps. Kirk Gibson is doing that now for a lot of Parkinson's patients, or will be, or soon to be Parkinson's patients. They can look at him as encouragement. So it's great that he's doing this.
Yeah, I got to tell you, he's just a very good guy.
It really
good
was. Stuff. Some great stories.
Appreciate
there.
That.
Please. All right, Rob Parker.
Yes, Rob. Join us right now. America's guest.
Uh-oh, what's happening,
guys? The thirstiest man in all of Los Angeles, and he has earned his sports acumen in the media like a G. For many years working at the Freep, now you see him on FS1, Big Fox, and Fox Sports Radio. You hear him, and you hear him here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports.
Did you hear him yesterday? Did you hear what he said?
What did you say?
What did I say yesterday?
What did you say yesterday?
Was he hot taking it up about the Dodgers? Yeah. Was he hot taking it up? What were you hot taking it up doing?
Oh, you're going to put me out on Front Street on opening day?
Well, if you
day?
Said it on the radio.
No, I mean, I'm just playing. Obviously, you know me. I don't run from anything.
What did you say?
I don't have them winning the World Series this year.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, get off the field.
I picked them last year.
How dare you?
Now, let me ask you this.
No, wait. He picked the Cubs.
Yes. It's going to be Cubs-Yankees World Series. That's not.
Now, last year.
It will be.
Let's talk about last year.
Yes.
I mean, you've been in L.A. for how? I mean, you're a national media star, but how long have you been in our city?
This is a year and a half.
I remember 1 year ago, it's almost like talking to Cody Bellinger or any of these guys that are really young, you know. A year ago, you were here at Dodger Stadium like a spring chicken, eating food that wasn't free, that you thought was free.
And returning it. A man that returned food.
Running around with your eyes all wide, you know, shocked, you know, like a foreigner in a foreign land. So a year later, looking around Chavez Ravine, how comfortable do you feel? Do you feel like you're part of what's going on? Come on, Parker. Tell
I do. And you know what? For a guy, when you look at it from this standpoint of baseball, and you know baseball is my number one, but the towns that I've worked in, New York and growing up there where it's a baseball town, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Los Angeles, I've been blessed because all four are like some of the best places for baseball and people love the game. And I love what Dodger fans do here. I can't get over how many people wear jerseys more than any other place I've ever been, where everybody
seriously
has in a jersey at the stadium.
It's a jersey at the stadium. I'm serious. Not New York. People are coming from their Manhattan jobs and suits. They're not putting a jersey over a $1,000 suit. Do you know what I mean? And out here, man, people are all into the Dodgers. They love the Dodgers. I love this. This is a great baseball town.
Hey, Rob, so, you know, Fred likes to mention the name game, and the Dodgers didn't play the name game. They don't play the name game. Is that a bad thing or is it a good thing for the Dodgers and what they did this offseason? Because they didn't do that.
It's not a good thing.
It is a good thing.
No, because to me, when you let Darvish and Morrow go,
oh, God.
Those are the two guys. Those are the spots right there. And you know what? Don't tell me that, you know, everybody wants to blame Darvish for losing the World Series because he lost Game 7.
Right.
The Cubs didn't give him all that money and put him over there because they think that he's garbage.
Because
he's
a they
really
made a
good,
mistake.
He's
they
a really
mistake.
Good pitcher.
No, they made a
and
mistake.
And he's going to wind up being the reasons why the Dodgers don't win.
They pissed their money away.
Whoa! No, they didn't.
Whoa!
No, they did not.
Family, what are you doing,
was
Fred,
that
saying
a bourbon
soaked
brisket that you were
Fred.
Eating? Fred, Mike. God,
piss
Fred.
Your money away.
I understand,
I'm screaming
Fred.
At the Padres last year. This year, you're talking about peeing when we had the sewer explode. How
cow.
Could you say? How could you say?
Hey, Rob, because you mentioned you have been to many a historic venue. You've been to all the venues across the land. You've been to opening day in old Yankee Stadium, Tiger Stadium before it became Comerica. Obviously,
wow.
Cincinnati when it was Three Rivers. I'm sure you were
yep,
there, right?
I was there for Three Rivers.
So, those seats are for asses in Cincinnati.
Give us an idea of the difference when you have a historic ballpark, not just a team that means so much nationally, but the ballpark itself. How much of a difference does that make?
It makes a huge difference. And there's some really, really nice brand new places. Like I love down in Baltimore, Camden Yards is a gorgeous place. But when you talk about the old Yankee Stadium and going there, knowing that Babe Ruth played in right field and all the other great players, Mickey Mantle in center field and all that stuff. And the same thing. Dodger Stadium is the second oldest in the National League, right behind Wrigley. Been here forever, all the great players. Cincinnati, one of the greatest teams, the Big Red Machine. I'll tell you, I think ballparks make a huge difference. There's certain ballparks I could never see going away for something new. This is one of them. I just can't see why you would ever want to do anything to this park. It's beautiful the way it is. It's unbelievable. It's a great place to watch baseball.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too, because of the Detroit connection. Because Fred, and I really think everybody should go back and listen, am570lasports.com. Listen to the interview that Fred did with Kirk Gibson we just had a little bit earlier. He did not come out on the field. Obviously, we know he's suffering from Parkinson's. He is going to throw out the first pitch. Obviously, he's a hero in this town, but he wasn't here for very long. Very interesting story, Michigan State football all the way through. What does he mean to the people in Detroit? Because we know what he means here in L.A., but we didn't get to see him for very long.
Gibby's a hometown hero that people love. Gibby, obviously, the 84 Tigers. Tigers haven't won since then, so that's their team. And all those guys who are on that team, Trammell and Whitaker and Jack Morris, that's like a legendary team, and Gibby's a big part of it. What's a funny story is, when Gibby was coaching there, a couple of the Hispanic players on the team had a nickname for Gibby, and his nickname was Two Hit. They used to call him Two Hit. And they said in his career, he only had two hits, and that's all that mattered. And one was out here,
yep.
And the other one was off of Goose Gossage at the old Tiger Stadium. So that was his nickname, and you know what?
If they I play in the walk you. They don't want to walk you.
You remember that? Right,
yeah,
with Sparky.
Do.
And if you had to have two hits in your career, I would take those two hits over anything. I mean, he's had two iconic home runs, and Gibby's a big, a legend in Detroit.
Yeah, and you had a fight with him, too.
For me?
You.
Yeah, me and me? Are you shocking, right? That me and Gibby didn't get along. It was on the radio.
You made up.
You know what? Yeah, we made up. We're cool now.
Hey, speaking of Cincinnati, I think we got into this last year. The Big Red Machine and the rivalry between the Dodgers and the Reds that maybe people forget about because they were kind of focused on the Yankees and the fact that they were dueling in the World Series every year. But that was a pretty nasty little rivalry back in the day.
Absolutely. And those were two great teams as well. The Reds might be one of the all-time great teams ever. When you just think about that, Joe Morgan was back-to-back National League MVP on a team with Pete Rose, Tony Perez, Johnny Bench. Just think of that.
Davey Concepcion.
Right. They just had so many. Ken Griffey was
George
on that
Foster.
Team.
Come
I mean,
on.
They had an unbelievable team, and they won a couple of World Series and were in the mix all the time.
All right, Rob, where are you going?
I'm looking around for something.
Where are you going?
What,
you're going to the suite?
I'll be
looking
up there.
For some sliders?
I just want to go say hello to everybody, and that's it. Is there food up there, too?
Yeah. You'll find it.
I don't know.
But, hey, if you go in the suite, you know Don's watching the suite tonight, and everybody's got assigned
seats. He's not there right now, though,
right?
He's not there right now.
I can go eat now before everybody gets there.
I got a plan this year. It's like Ocean's 11. I'm going to be like that folding Asian guy and hide in the cake cart. That's how I'm getting into the suite this
year.
Like
the folding Asian guy?
Remember that guy? Thank you, Rob. God bless you.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Enjoy your day today. We are live from Dodger Stadium on the field. There are no remnants of any disaster from the other day.
Fresh
if you're
cut
headed
grass,
here.
That's what it smells like.
Fresh
smells great.
Grass and beauty for the people all the live long day. We got first pitch at 4. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates, is literally like 20-something minutes away. Matt, we're getting so close. It drives me crazy.
Well, when we return, still a host of folks to join us. Not quite sure who those folks will be.
I think we got to go.
But they're moving. We got
to
go?
I don't think we have to go home, but we can't stay here.
We got to go?
Are we done?
Are we going to get out of here?
Wait, we got 10 more minutes?
Okay.
How many more minutes are we allowed?
We got a break
right now. Wait, they're kicking us out?
Still hang out here?
Oh,
ain't nobody kicking me out. Nobody kicking us out, Pete. Ain't nobody kicking us out.
Tell Rodney's kid they're trying to kick us out. Tell him to let us
stay. Hell no.
Mercifully coming to an end is the one and only Dodgers official kickoff show. First pitch is at 4. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates is coming up at 3 o'clock. We are AM 570 LA Sports, your official home of the Dodgers. And if you want to podcast any of the great guests we had on today, Brad Paisley, the Bishop, Rich Hill, Steve Garvey, Cody Bellinger, Kirk Gibson with Fred was epic. Kyle Farmer and Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
You can go to AM570
LA Sports. Still eating right now.
.com and podcast.
We just gave you a plug.
Of a show. And Tim Cates is going to be in left field getting it cracking for Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck in just a moment.
Yes, he will, P. Glad you brought that up.
I do want to point out, we certainly made a new friend today. Kyle Farmer, going to be a regular on both of our shows. What a great personality, a young man that talked about how exciting it was to make his first opening day, have that great moment on the field, that walk-off triple, attacked by all of his teammates, and mentioning what it was like growing up in his grandmother's front yard, hitting grapefruits and oranges with broomsticks. And here he is today, getting ready to make his debut. I think he's 27, so been kicking around the minors for a little while. Great for that young man. It's actually not so young anymore.
Yeah, but still in all, it's a great story. He was terrific. And you made the point, Matt. What's with the backup catcher's personalities? AJ Ellis, Kyle Farmer.
Right.
Same thing.
Well, they got to deal with all the pitchers. You know, they got to deal with those pitchers'
personalities.
Got to
have some personality, bring it out of
your pitcher. Absolutely. They're so uptight, those pitchers, sometimes. You got to have a catcher that knows how to deal with it. I had that with my centers, Fred. When I was a quarterback, the centers had to have the personality because they had to deal with me.
And establish
Trust
who the
me.
Mic is.
I know.
Yes.
Now, we are here at Dodger Stadium. The circus is falling down on its knees. Now, let's just set
the scene
our
tent down.
For a moment. They're taking down our tent. They're moving away our table. They're taking away our carpet. Our promotions team has done an unbelievable job. I'm looking at the Duke of Sports.
Look at the Duke.
That
Look
chick,
at the Duke.
Britt. I'm looking at Russell. Steve.
You're the Duke. You're
Jacob,
the Duke.
Former intern. We had a great crew down here, and this really did go very, very smoothly. Bert and Craig with these wireless mics. I think this is the best setup we've ever had. We will continue with our pregame festivities, but the circus is falling down on its knees. But guys, we have to have some kind of prediction segment here. We just can't fart around talking about personalities of second string catchers right now, right? I mean, we got to do something to really mark the beginning of the season. We've got to make this a milestone.
Fred started.
Yes. All right, I like the Dodgers to win the West. I like the Dodgers to win the National League.
And?
I like the Dodgers to win the World Series, okay. Matt.
All right, I'm going all the way. Here we go. MVP of the team, Fred. Let's do your BJ's first hour question. Dodgers MVP this season is?
Chris Taylor.
Okay. How about it, Rodney?
Corey Seager is the MVP this year. He comes back, you know, having a little
injuries. How many wins?
They win 102 games this year.
Whoa.
They're going over 100.
Okay.
Everybody talks about that sophomore slump for guys like Bellinger and Taylor and all that stuff. Not happening. They're coming back with a vengeance this year.
All right, Matt, your predictions, Very important,
Man,
Matt. Big
know,
time
I thought
now.
About it. I prepped last night, and I was, you know, I had 94, then I crossed that out, and then I put 99, and then I crossed that out.
Right, because you got to look at, like, with the weather and different things like that.
And then you know what? I settled on 96. 96 and 66.
Oh, okay.
They'll win the West. They'll win it handily, by the way. I do think the rest of the West will tail off at the end of the season. The Dodgers will go into the postseason as the number two seed in the National League behind the Washington Nationals, and they will duke it out in a seven-game series that will culminate.
Details!
Yes, with Clayton Kershaw getting that big victory out there in our nation's capital in Game 7, making his way back to the World Series.
That's right, like and he'll sit on Lincoln's lap that night at the Lincoln Memorial.
The names!
What, you want my prediction?
We do.
All right,
Come on, Pete.
I'd like to say in a very Steve Hartman-esque way, I think the Dodgers can win it. I'd also like to say that I believe Yasiel Puig, Yo Soy Cubano, to be the 2018
Wild
MVP.
Wild horse, baby.
I think the Dodgers will win the West.
How many games, Pete?
90 wins. 90 wins. A respectable 90 wins will win the West. There'll be no hashtags. But they will win the World Series at the end of 2018. Why am I saying that? Because we're right on the field before the game. What the hell else am I going to say? A big thank you to our producers today, Jason Stewart, and the incomparable Tim Cates, who you will hear on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, in just a matter of moments. It has been truly an honor and a privilege to do these shows from the field. It's kind of a shocker every year because... yeah, we have fun. We're irreverent. We make a lot of jokes. We took a big call from Jamal. But at the same time...
please, if you only remember one call from that segment, remember Jamal's.
Yes.
I beg of you.
But at the same time, it really is special to have the privilege to be down here, to get to be around these players, to get to see these guys get ready for what is a very long and arduous season. Are you crying, Fred?
He is.
Yes.
Is that blood?
Ready. Tears of joy. I'm so excited.
And by the way, a big thank you to Kevin Figures. I don't know if you said that already, but because we're down here on the field a lot of time, Kevin would have to bust into breaks.
Bust a break.
Cut things short, move things around as we were accommodating players as they were coming out of the batting cage there and making their way, because we're about 50 feet away from that cage to be interviewed, and they were not ready to stand around and bake in the sun.
You notice I did not give the no hope.
No, you
did
give
the no hope.
No,
you didn't give that no hope to the Giants.
Pissed away all their money, though.
Right.
Well, you did say that. So you did have an edgy moment. So let's not say you didn't have an edgy moment.
Do you agree? That was a terrible signing by the Cubs. Darvish.
I don't know.
Exactly, Fred.
I don't know.
Exactly.
He's, I mean, it didn't go well, but he's still a good pitcher.
We are not
God
far
bless
away.
Him and God
he's still
bless
a good
them.
Pitcher. That's right. We are 1 hour
and they've
away.
Got him.
And the stadium looks and smells great. Have a great opening day, everybody. And go Dodgers.